The L.A. County Regional Planning Commission today approved the conversion of thousands of acres of open space on the edge of L.A. County into a new community that would encompass millions of square feet and at least 19,000 homes. They did it over the objections of environmentalists and others who called the project out of step with modern approaches to urban development. But of course, this comes in the midst of a big housing shortage in Los Angeles and much of California. Frances Anderton hosts DNA right here on KCRW, and she's here today for DNA on ATC with this breaking story. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Wow, this has been a contentious back and forth, and especially today in front of the Regional Planning Commission, a lot of folks got up and said, no, we don't want something like this in this pretty idyllic part of LA County.
Yes, much of California was idyllic and much of it was built over. However, now this has come to be seen as not the way we want to plan now and going forward. Sprawl characterized the development in California since the war years, since the spread of the freeways, the high-speed interstate system. But it's not the way that we want to be doing development in the future, or at least it's not the way a lot of people want to see us develop in the future. And certainly many speakers talked about how this was a project of such magnitude was a relic from the past.
Well, let's hear from J.P. Rose. He's with the Center for Biological Diversity, who's fighting to block this development. He says the need for housing in L.A. is local, and this is not the way to do it.
This project doesn't satisfy a need for housing in Los Angeles. People need to be able to get to their jobs that they have in L.A. Building a bunch of houses 70 miles north of downtown Los Angeles will do absolutely nothing to help people have a livable future and work near where they live.
But Frances, again, housing shortage, we're talking 19, 20,000 homes. It doesn't hurt, right? And maybe people who live in that part of the county or near the Antelope Valley, the Newhall Pass, Santa Clarita, Valencia, those areas, maybe it is a place for them to live.
Absolutely. This is what the developers are saying. The developers are also arguing that these will put houses that are at somewhat of an attainable price. One wouldn't call them affordable necessarily. I think they're saying there'd be an average of about $500,000 for a house. They say there'll also be apartments. There'll be multifamily dwellings of some number. There'll be condos. And they apparently have committed to put a percentage aside. The commission recommended that it be raised to 15% of so-called affordable. So they're arguing that there's going to be a mix.
Well, to be sure, Barry Zeller, who's with the Tejon Ranch Company, these are the people behind this massive project, says it's a perfectly legal development and one that's necessary.
Centennial is consistent with the Antelope Valley Area Plan, which was approved by the Board of Supervisors in 2015, and we look forward to bringing Centennial before that body.
Before that body, the Antelope Valley Area Plan changed some zoning laws in the high desert area to allow for new construction. He says Centennial would not only include housing, but as I mentioned at the outset, millions of square feet of retail, commercial space, fire stations, police stations, everything, right?
Yeah, but of course one of the ways in which this project is being pitched is it will be an entire community. People will work and live there. What critics are saying is that's not the way development really works in Southern California or California. People will live in one place and work in another. So one doesn't solve the 2 hours sitting in traffic problem.
Now, the next phase of this story is the LA County Board of Supervisors will consider the project. It'll take, according to Centennial anyway, a couple of decades to fully construct. Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC. By the way, you can hear DNA every Tuesday at 2 o'clock on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.